Hi. Welcome to your weekend update of some great things to look forward to this summer. So if you are heading up to Edinburgh Fringe just this week, a whole new slew of shows have been added to the edfringe.com website where you can get your tickets in advance. So if you've been a fan of verbatim political theatre this year, then a very timely and gripping show, 10.31 MCR, is a political and verbatim show at The Space, all about the Manchester Arena terror attack. And this is going to reflect back on the impact of the tragedy on the younger generation, often people with very different beliefs and backgrounds. So this does promise, I think, to be a unifying show and one to check out. If you're a fan of music, want something a little bit different, 007, The Voices of Bond, a storytelling show at Symposium Hall in Edinburgh for most of the run of the theatre, promises to be a spectacle like no other, and it did sell out last year. So have a journey through all of the classics such as Diamonds Are Forever. It's going to be a live band with that too. Music fans will also get a massive treat for, if they're sort of Camden fans, then we've got Amy Winehouse tribute, a performance at The Space. So that's going to have storytelling in it as well. And similarly, there will be the Aretha Franklin story. And that will be a journey through the Queen of Soul's life with the most charted female of the century recorded in posterity here for you to enjoy in Edinburgh. A really popular art form at the Fringe is flamenco. It's every year since I've been going, there's always been a show to really open the heart, let the energy out, and this is no exception. Art of Believing is going to be at the Space Triplex for most of the Fringe there. So having a quick look at the different shows, it's really lovely to sort of pick out a few that you really can look forward to. Best of Broadway is at Symposium Hall again with their sold out performances, bringing audiences with their rave reviews. So if you're a big musical fan, and there's been some great reality TV shows around musicals on TV, so if that's been something you've enjoyed, then that would be something to check out as well. Back to the more sort of gritty stories, then you've got the Vietnam War being told by Beyond Glory, a theatre show. And I am a big fan of Billy Joel, and Piano Man Live is going to be at Nidri Street Theatre, and that will be the dynamic songbook of the legendary man, all in under an hour with a five-piece band to bring the energy to the stage. So whatever is tickling your fancy this week, do let me know. It is worth checking on the Fringe Theatre venues to see what's just been uploaded, because all the time there's new things to look forward to, and some of them do sell out. Plus, you often get discounts for booking in advance. It's quite nice to make the most of your time there by planning it out. Carole King and the Carpenters are another musical legends that will be celebrated there at the Fringe too, and quite an interesting piece of new writing, I think, too, at the Space on Northbridge, Chaika, the First Woman in Space, the true story of Valentina Tereshkova, a young textile worker plucked from obscurity to lead the Soviet Union's race to the stars as they compete with the States. So Yuri Gagarin's going to be featured in it, and this promises to be uplifting and a magical drama about people who risk their lives for progress, which I think this week, with so much in the news about people going well out and above on a limb to help others and to try to make the world a better place, then I think if it's going to be uplifting as well, I think that gets my vote. So if you are out and about in May at Brighton Fringe, then do come and check out my show at The Warren, which is right by the pier, May 10th to the 12th at 12 noon. It would be a delight to see you. But having said that, do look further afield to all the amazing shows at Edinburgh. There's an amazing historical show also at The Space, all about Queen Anne trying to reignite an old friendship that has burned through her life, that she is now sort of seeking to reignite. And that just looks quite mysterious, but also quite moving, I think. That promises to be a real beautiful show. So here's to you. If you've enjoyed, do follow. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Have a great week ahead.